From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. China is criticizing a U.S. government report that labels it as a potential nuclear adversary. In a statement from the Chinese Defense Ministry on Sunday, China called on the United States to reduce its own nuclear arsenal and said it is firmly opposed to the report. It promised that China will never be the first to use nuclear weapons under any circumstances. On Friday, the Pentagon released its 2018 Nuclear Posture Review, outlining U.S. plans for updating the United States' current arsenal in order to deter nuclear attacks. Tens of thousands of demonstrators marched in Athens Sunday, protesting a potential compromise between Greece and Macedonia over a long-standing name dispute. The two countries have been feuding over who gets to use the name since Macedonia's independence from Yugoslavia in 1991. Greece has blocked Macedonians' efforts to join the European Union and NATO because of the name dispute. The ceremonial head of state will lead North Korea's delegation to the Winter Olympics in South Korea later this week. Kim Jong-nam is the leader of the North Korean parliament. He'll be accompanied by three other officials and 18 support staff. And an extreme right-wing politician, Italian politician, showed no remorse Sunday after a shooting rampage carried out a day earlier in which he allegedly shot six people of African descent. They were wounded. He is 28-year-old Luca Trena, being held on multiple counts of attempted murder. This is VOA News. An Amtrak passenger train collided with a freight train early Sunday in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina. Two crew members were killed. More than 100 people were injured in the deadly wreck. Governor Henry McMaster told reporters the crash scene was a terrible thing to see.
It was 2:35 this morning. The CSX train was on the track awaiting later movement, the CSX train, Amtrak, was headed south, coming from New England, headed to, we presume, Florida, and the collision occurred.
The chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board said investigators found a switch had been set in a position that forced the Amtrak train off the main track. He said the investigation would focus on why that happened. Israel is taking steps to deport thousands of African migrants.
Israeli immigration authorities have begun issuing deportation orders to asylum seekers from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan. It is the latest step in Israel's plan to expel about 40,000 African migrants after they entered the country illegally during the past decade. A man who identified himself as Michael received a deportation notice. It said that by April 1st he must leave for an unnamed African country reported to be Rwanda. Michael said it is wrong for Israel to deport refugees knowing they face certain death back in Africa.
Correspondent Robert Berger reporting for VOA from Jerusalem. Costa Rica is voting for a new president Sunday in a campaign that's been roiled by debate over same-sex marriage. There are 3.3 million eligible voters in Costa Rica. They're predominantly Roman Catholic, and they often describe themselves as conservative. Polls show about two-thirds of Costa Ricans oppose same-sex marriage, although gay and lesbian couples can marry in Argentina, Brazil, Colombia, Uruguay, and parts of Mexico. Super Bowl 52 is underway. It's the biggest and one of the most anticipated sporting events in the United States every year. This year, the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles will try to dethrone the 2017 Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. Philadelphia is trying for its first Super Bowl win after two attempts. It lost to the Patriots in Super Bowl 39 in 2005. Game expected to be viewed by 100 million people. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.